This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention that everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome back to Thrones of Power, the podcast where we explore the great empires that shaped human history. We've seen the Akkadians invent empire itself, Egypt master eternity, Greece spread its culture through Alexander, and the Han Dynasty forged China's golden age. But today, we turn to a story of endurance, a civilization that outlasted them all. For more than 1,000 years after the fall of Rome in the West, another empire carried on the Roman name, the Roman law, and the Roman dream. This was the Byzantine Empire, a realm of emperors and patriarchs, golden domes and formidable walls, a bridge between East and West, Christianity and classical antiquity. This is the story of Rome's rebirth in the East. The founding of a new Rome. The Byzantine Empire was not born overnight. Its roots lie in the decision of Emperor Constantine the Great. In 330 CE, Constantine founded a new imperial capital on the site of ancient Byzantium, renaming it Constantinople. Strategically located between Europe and Asia, and controlling access to the Black Sea through the Bosporus, Constantinople was the perfect hub for trade, defense, and administration. While the Western Roman Empire crumbled under barbarian invasions in the 5th century, the eastern half endured. With stronger fortifications, wealthier provinces, and fewer internal divisions, it survived the collapse of its Western counterpart in 476 CE. The Eastern Romans, though later called Byzantines, saw themselves simply as Romans. Their empire was the continuation of Rome, only now centered in the east. Justinian and the Golden Age. The early Byzantine Empire reached its height under Emperor Justinian I, 527-565 CE. Ambitious and energetic, Justinian sought to reconquer the lost western provinces. His brilliant general Belisarius waged campaigns in North Africa, Italy, and Spain, briefly restoring Roman control over much of the Mediterranean. But Justinian's true legacy lay in law and architecture. He commissioned the Corpus Juris Civilis, or Justinian's Code, a massive compilation of Roman laws that became the foundation of European legal systems centuries later. This was Rome's legal heritage, preserved and refined for future civilizations. In architecture, Justinian built monuments that still awe the world. Chief among them was the Hagia Sophia in Constantinople, a massive domed basilica, its golden mosaics shimmering like heaven itself. For nearly 1,000 years, it was the largest church in Christendom, a symbol of both imperial power and divine authority. But Justinian's reign also faced challenges. The empire was struck by the plague of Justinian, which killed millions, weakening its population and military. His reconquests, though glorious, overstretched resources and proved difficult to defend. The Byzantine world. The Byzantine Empire was more than just a Roman continuation. Over time, it developed its own identity, a fusion of Roman governance, Greek culture, and Christian faith. The emperor was seen not just as ruler but as God's chosen representative on earth. Religion and politics were deeply intertwined, leading to both unity and conflict. The Patriarch of Constantinople rivaled the Pope in Rome, and disputes over theology, such as the nature of Christ, sometimes tore the empire apart. Economically, Byzantium was one of the richest states of the medieval world. Constantinople's markets overflowed with silk from China, spices from India, furs from Russia, and grain from Egypt. Byzantine coins, the solidus and later the numisma, were trusted currency across Europe and the Middle East for centuries. Culturally, Byzantium preserved the knowledge of Greece and Rome. Scholars copied classical texts, while artists developed the Byzantine style, glittering mosaics, icon paintings, and domed churches that influenced Orthodox Christianity for centuries. Wars and survival. The empire was constantly at war. For centuries it faced the Persians to the east, until the Arab conquests of the 7th century introduced a new threat, the rising power of Islam. Syria, Egypt, and North Africa were lost, transforming Byzantium from a Mediterranean empire to a Balkan and Anatolian one. Yet Byzantium survived through adaptability. Its armies pioneered the use of Greek fire, a mysterious incendiary weapon that burned even on water, terrifying Arab fleets. Its diplomats played enemies against one another, using bribes, marriages, and alliances as weapons. In the 10th and 11th centuries, the empire experienced a resurgence under rulers like Basil II, the Bulgar Slayer, who expanded Byzantine frontiers and secured its dominance in the Balkans. The Crusades and decline. But new dangers emerged from the west. The Crusades, launched by Latin Christendom, at first seemed to aid Byzantium against Muslim powers. Yet tensions grew between Orthodox Byzantines and Catholic Crusaders. In 1204, during the Fourth Crusade, Constantinople was betrayed. Western Crusaders sacked the city, looting its treasures and desecrating its churches. This event shattered Byzantine power. Although the Byzantines eventually reclaimed Constantinople in 1261, the empire never fully recovered. Weakened and fragmented, Byzantium survived for two more centuries, its territory shrinking before the rising power of the Ottoman Turks. The fall of Constantinople. The end came in 1453. Sultan Mehmed II of the Ottomans besieged Constantinople with massive cannons and overwhelming forces. Despite heroic resistance under Emperor Constantine XI, the walls were breached after a 53-day siege. Constantinople fell, marking the end of the Byzantine Empire after more than 1,000 years. The city was renamed Istanbul, becoming the capital of the Ottoman Empire. Yet even in its fall, Byzantium's legacy endured. Scholars fleeing west carried Greek manuscripts that fueled the Renaissance. Orthodox Christianity thrived in Russia, which came to see itself as the Third Rome. The Hagia Sophia stood as a testament to Byzantine genius, its dome still dominating the skyline. Legacy. The Byzantine Empire was a paradox, Roman yet Greek, ancient yet medieval, Christian yet worldly. It preserved classical knowledge, shaped Christian theology, and developed systems of diplomacy and administration that influenced Europe and the Middle East alike. Its survival for over a millennium after Rome's fall makes it one of the longest-lasting empires in history. To this day, its art, law, and faith continue to resonate. The Byzantines called themselves Romans. And in many ways, they were right. They carried the flame of Rome long after the West went dark, proving that empires can die yet still live on in new forms. Thank you for joining us on Thrones of Power. In our next episode, we turn to the Islamic caliphates, the Umayyad and Abbasid dynasties, that built vast realms of faith, science, and trade, stretching from Spain to Central Asia.